Good morning, church. Good to be with you guys this morning. Praise the Lord. You know, it says up here, you're God's favorite Valentine. You know, he's also saying, be my Valentine. You know that? He loves you that much. I was thinking about this. Regina, you know what? The day that you got saved, you know, I don't know if God's got a refrigerator, but you know what? He put your picture right on the outside of it with a magnet. Amen? Amen. If you're saved here this morning, you know what? You know, God says your name's written in the Lamb's Book of Life. You know what? If God's got a refrigerator, your name is your face is plastered right on the front of it. You know, we do that to the ones we love. Amen? I'm here to tell you, God loves you this morning. He loves you beyond a shadow of a doubt. Ryan, I was thinking about something. You know what? God didn't take drinking away from you. You know what he did? He gave you a different fountain to drink out of. Amen? Praise the Lord this morning. That's the kind of God we serve. You know what? I was thinking about that whenever you were talking about that, how the God, if you have never heard Ryan's testimony, I know that song he sung up here, you know, if you've never heard his testimony, you know what? Talk to him once in a while. Let him tell you what God brought him from one night, how God took his life and changed it. And I'm here to tell you this morning, God can do that to anybody. That's the kind of God we serve. He is a God of changing lives. He is a God of making you think, making you want to belong. Amen? He's that kind of a God this morning. You know, I got to ask you a question this morning. Are you the type of person that doesn't just want a good relationship with God, but you want a great relationship with God? Are you that way here this morning? I hope you come this morning wanting that. I hope you see, because you know, you see others and you see how they testify. And you see how that God, you know what, it seems like they have a zeal in their life. And it seems like, you know what, that no matter what's going on in their lives, no matter how bad it is, no matter what's going on, it seems like that they have that something about them. You know what, that they'll stand up, they'll testify, they'll stand up and give God the glory no matter what they're going through. And maybe you're here this morning and you're thinking to yourself, you know what, I would like to have that. Maybe you've seen people that, you know what, that in their lives, you know what they're going through, that and you think, man, if I was going through that, that would make me mad. But somehow, some way, they are the type of individuals, you know what, that their Christian life just pours out of them. And you say, man, I wish that maybe I could have that in my life. You know what? Maybe you're here this morning and you just feel blah about your walk with the Lord. I don't know. There's people that feel that way. You're saved, but you know what? You just feel blah about that this morning in your life. Maybe something's going on and you just haven't felt that spirit, haven't felt that joy in your life for a while. Let me ask you straight up here this morning. Are you willing to get over that and to go on and have a great relationship with God this morning? Are you willing to do that this morning? Because I'm going to tell you, I believe the Word of God can share. I believe that Paul, the scripture I'm going to read to you here a little bit is found in, it's over in 1 Corinthians, and I want you to turn there, but I'm not going to read it just yet, it'll be a little bit, and it's found in the 9th chapter. I believe he's showing us just exactly how we can not only have a good relationship, Patty, but a great relationship with the God that we serve. And I believe that we can do that this morning. I believe that we can, bear with me this morning, I want to look down through this. You can have a peace that passes all understanding. I want you to, do you believe that this morning? I hope you believe that this morning. I hope that you believe that, you know what, if you're not there right now, I believe that you can have that this morning. I believe that you can. Over in Psalms, the 30th chapter, I'm not going to read it. I want you to go there and read it in a little bit. Maybe here after church, maybe here in a little bit. Read Psalms 30, 11 and 12. And let me know if you see that in your life. Let me know if you have that in your life, if you're able to say that this morning in your life. And if you are, you know, right now I'm going to read 1 Corinthians 9, and I'm going to start with the 24th verse, and then after that I'm going to have a word of prayer. 9:24. Know ye not that they which run in a race all run, one receiveth the prize, so run that ye may obtain. And every man striveth for mastery, is temperate in all things. I want you to underline that word. If you've got a King James Bible, underline that as temperate in all things, if you got that. Now they do it to obtain a corruptible crown, but we an incorruptible. I therefore so run, not as uncertainty, so fight I not as one that beateth the air. But I keep under my body and bring it into subjection, lest that by any means, when I have preached to others, I myself shall be cast away. Let us pray. Father, as we come, Lord, this morning, I come with thanksgiving in my heart, Lord. I thank you, Father, for what we've been taught here this morning so far. I thank you for the songs, Lord. I thank you for the spirit that we have felt here so far this morning, Lord. I pray, Father, as this message goes out, Lord, I pray, Father, that, you know, if there's anyone here this morning that just doesn't want just a regular ho-hum relationship with you, but they want a relationship with you this morning that they could say would be great. And I hope and pray, Father, that you know what? I know this beyond a shadow of a doubt, that you will give that to them, Lord, if they just put the time and the effort into it. And, Lord, we'll give you the praise for it all. And we ask it all in Jesus' name. And amen. And amen. You know, as most of you all well know, the Winter Olympics have started this past week. And you know, when I remember as a kid growing up, and I remember watching the Olympics and how amazing it was to see people like this standing up on a podium and getting a gold medal. And thinking to myself, you know what? Just like, out of 7.4 billion people in the world, these people who are getting this are at the best at what they do. Do you understand? Let that sink in for a minute. 7.4 million people in the world, these people getting these gold medals are the best at what they do. And you know what? And how would you feel if you could stand at that podium and in that moment and you would be the very best in the world? And by the way, the last two I want you to pay attention to, especially the last one. She is from West Virginia, by the way. It's Mary Lou Retton. Most of you well know of her. But she's from Fairmont, West Virginia, and she won a gold medal back in 1984. This is something powerful about an achievement for somebody like this to do. Just think about that. How powerful, how much of an achievement it would be to be the best in the world at what you do. And you could take it, you know what, you can say, if you would ask every one of them, now this is the point I want to get to this morning. If you would ask every one of them, the race, the medal wasn't won when they crossed the finish line. Do you know that? Will you agree with me on that? That medal wasn't won when they crossed that finish line. The medal was won when at 4:30 in the morning they were out running. Amen? The medal was won whenever they were doing their 1,000th lap. Or whenever they were doing their 100th repetition, that's when the medal was won. It wasn't won the day that they got the day in the Olympics that they did that. It wasn't that they won it during all this. It was won whenever they were kids, maybe 5 years, 10 years before, whenever their friends were at the mall, whenever their friends were out eating cheeseburgers and French fries, and they were doing the stuff that was necessary to get to the point to where they're at, to where they could win these gold medals. That medal was won because of the result of hard work and dedication. Success is born out of a lot of practice, Patty. Success is born out of a lot of practice. And let me tell you something else that is born out of something we do as well. That is failure, and that is defeat. Because you know what? Failure and defeat can be put at the feet of, you know, you make many little choices down through your life, and finally it equals out into some kind of a bad choice, some kind of a bad incident that happens in your life. So you know what? Whenever you're thinking about this, it just doesn't occur in the moment that it happens. Defeat oftentimes becomes because of a lot of little things that happen in the runway of your life. That is what happens. A lot of bad little choices can lead to a big failure in your life at some time if you're not careful. The paths we take and the decisions that you and I make, those are the ones that will ultimately lead to either failure or defeat in our life, or they'll lead to where we could have a successful life as a Christian as well. Of the great Olympic athletes, in any other sport, by the way, they all have one thing in common. And this is what Paul, and I'm going to get to the scripture in a little bit. This is what Paul was trying to tell us as Christians about our walk. One thing that they have in common is this. They all have an unbelievable amount of dedication to what they do. Amen? They have it. They're to practice, to show up and do the mundane things. Listen, and when there is no one else wants to do it, if you, listen to me, if we do the little things, you know, right, the big things will follow through in our life. Do you agree with me on that? If we would do the little things in our life right, the big things will follow through with us one day. The same can be said with our walk with the Lord. The same can be said with our walk with the Lord. Listen, how many of you in here know who Larry Bird is? Remember Larry, you know Larry Bird? He wasn't the greatest athlete in the world, but you know what? He was a very good basketball player, played in the NBA for years. You say you want to be a good basketball player. You say you want to have dedication. You know what Larry Bird would do? Whenever he was in high school, before he'd go to school, he would shoot 500 free throws every day before he went to school. He would shoot 200 baskets every day before he would go to school. And then what he would do is whenever he had practice that night afterwards, he would shoot more. And he did this every day of his life, all the way through it. Listen to me. I'm here to tell you this morning, if you want to walk with the Lord that's great, we've got to put something into it. We just can't go about and just think, well, you know what, that's just the way it is, you know, I'm just going to drift along. That's not the way it happens. We have to put effort and more effort into it. The same can be said, you know what, we get a zeal. Do you want a zeal in your life? And more importantly, do you want to keep that zeal? The way athletes train is the way that we should approach our Christian walk. Listen, what it says, and it says, I guarantee you, if you would do that, you would have more. You would have more zeal. You would have more of wanting to serve the Lord. You would have Jesus Christ. You would have the Holy Spirit pouring out of your pores of your body. If we put as much effort into our Christian walk as those athletes did into trying to obtain that gold medal, we would have so much zeal. We would have so much for the Lord. Listen, 1 Corinthians 9:25, and I'm going to read this out of the NIV, and it says this. Everyone who competes in the games goes into strict training. That's what that means. Whenever I told you a little bit ago, temperate in all things, that goes into strict training. They do it to get a crown that will not last, but we do it to get a crown that will last forever. Amen? Listen, Paul knew the Olympics had started 700 years before Christ came on the scene. That's how long the Olympics had been around. Paul knew what he was talking about. He knew that for every time, those athletes put in an immense amount of time into trying to win a gold medal, something that would not last. And Paul uses a metaphor and he tells us, you know, he said, you Christians, you people that are spiritual, you know what? Look at what they did to get a crown, to get something that wouldn't last. And you know what? We need to put the effort into it to get, because we have something that'll last forever. Praise the Lord this morning. You want to have a zeal? You want to have a great relationship with the Lord? Listen, you got to put the effort into it. That's just plain and simple. You just don't do it by just haphazardly going through your Christian walk. You've got to put the effort into it. If we did that, Patty, I don't think we'd ever lose. Amen? I don't think we would ever lose. I believe, you know what? Why? And why shouldn't we want that? Why should we want that? Matthew tells us this in Matthew 6, 19 and 20. Lay not up yourself treasures upon earth, where moth and rust doeth corrupt, where thieves break through and steal, but lay up for yourself treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust corrupt, and where thieves do not break through nor steal. Paul is telling the Corinthian church, and he's telling us just as well, you know, run in such a way that you win the prize. Let's read verse 24 again there. And it says this, know ye not that they which run a race, all one receiveth the prize, so run that ye may all obtain. You know what he's telling us there? And let's put it too bluntly. He said, every Christian in here should want to run to be the winner. That's what he's saying. You know that? Every one of us. You know what? You see Sister Patty and how she does, Jamie, and we talk about it. Every one of us should want to be better than Sister Patty. And that's not a bad thing, and I'm not saying it in a bad way. We should all want to run the race to where we could get the prize. Everyone pulling together in that kind of an attitude, in that kind of a will, I'm here to tell you this morning, there's no way that we won't have a zeal, no way we won't have the Spirit flowing in our lives, no way, because you know what? We're all pushing towards the mark. Praise God this morning. We all ought to be running a Christian race with such zeal and intensity. We all should want to do that we all get gold medals. That's what he's trying to... Listen, we should all want to do that. We ought to train our spiritual walk the same way great athletes train their physical bodies. We should attack our Christian walk that same way. You know, discipline does bear fruits. I'm here to tell you this morning, discipline does bear fruits. The Christian you may admire, listen, any Christian that you would look down through your life that you admire and how that they handled their Christian walk, I can guarantee you they didn't get there overnight. Amen? They didn't get there overnight. They didn't get there just one day. They went through the trials. They went through the fires. They went through everything that we're going to go through. And yet they've come on the other side of it, praising the Lord and thanking Him for what they've got and what they've done. Listen to me this morning. Listen, therefore, because everything, just He said, I do not run like someone running aimlessly. I hope and pray when you get up to go out your door in the morning, I hope and pray that you just don't go out without no goals in your mind. Because I want to tell you something. The goal of every Christian when we get up to go out of our, get up in the morning is to see if we can gain somebody else to the Lord. Amen? That should be our goal. We don't have an aimless goal. We don't get up just haphazardly. We go out and do our walk out here in this world. If you're a Christian, your main goal when you walk out that door is to see somebody else come to know Jesus as their Savior. That should be our main goal. Too many Christians just want to drift along. You wonder why. You just want to drift, not focusing on their walk. Listen, I'm not going to be hard on you this morning. I'm just telling you. You said you wanted a great relationship with God this morning, right? I have some people said that. Listen to me. You want a great relationship with God? Paul's telling us how to have it. Paul's saying, you know what? You need to train. You need to do the same things that these great athletes do. I'm not talking about physically. I'm talking about in a spiritual sense. You know what? Do you read your Bibles? Do you read your Bibles enough? I'm just going to ask you. Do you think about maybe getting up a little earlier in the morning? And maybe, you know what, saying, God, I'm going to read your word today. I'm going to try to read as much word as I can. You may be sitting back here saying, well, you know what, I'm not a morning person. That's fine. What about in the evenings? What about in the evenings whenever, you know what, we're surfing through the TV a little bit? Wouldn't it not hurt maybe to put the TV down a little bit and maybe go and get into God's Word? Now, you said you wanted a great relationship with God, not one that's just so-so. I'm here to tell you, you want a great relationship with God? The Bible says to get into His Word. And I guarantee you, when you get into His Word, you will learn, you will grow, and you will have a better relationship with Him. Drifting along will never get you into a deep relationship with the Lord. It will not. You know what? Let me ask you something. How often do we get to God's house? How often do we get to God's house? And how often do we come and want to come here and worship Him? Let me ask you, if those athletes decide, well, today I just don't want to do something because I just don't feel like it. Or they said something else like, you know what, well, I'll do it every couple of weeks. Do you think any of these great athletes would have ever got to the point to where they're at? No, they would have not. You want a great relationship with the Lord? You need to be in God's house with God's people. That's where we need to be. I'm not being mean to you. I'm just telling you, if you want a relationship with God, if you want a relationship with Him, that where you feel the zeal, where you feel the Spirit constantly moving, and you're saying, praise God, you know what? I know He's real. You know what? I believe we have to get in God's house. He told you right here. He said, we need to train, like the athletes train, in a spiritual sense, to be able to, you know what? To know beyond a shadow of a doubt that we have that relationship with Him. Let me ask you something. How's your worship this morning as well? How do you worshiping the Lord? Do you feel in your heart whenever you come into God's house that you have that zeal about you, that you want to just stand up and say, I'm worshiping you today, Lord. I want to praise you for what you are and for what you've done. Or do you just say kind of like, well, you know what? I'll let somebody else do it. No, these great athletes don't let somebody else do their work for them, right? They do it themselves. You know what? God puts it upon your heart for praise and worship. You're the one. You're the one that needs to have the worship, the Spirit in your life and lift it up and to see that, praise God, praise the Lord. You know what? That we can have a great, great relationship with God. Hey, I don't know about you, but whenever God showed me this down through the week, and I said, man alive, Lord, you know what? You're talking to me. Because you know what? I just don't want a ho-hum relationship. I don't want to be a, like Greg taught this morning, Jamie. You know what? Whenever I preach, I want to be able to preach to you what God puts upon my heart and to make sure it's what you need. And I'm telling you, I believe God has said it to me in my spirit, this is what we need as a church. You want a great relationship with God? You want to see this church on fire? You want to see it a soul-winning station? Praise God. Train like these athletes do. Train like they do in the Spirit. You know, put all your effort into trying to read His Word. Put your effort into being with God's people. Put your effort into worshiping and praising Him. And I'm here this morning to tell you, we can have a great relationship with God. You say, well, the church, I said, well, listen to me. The church is not this building. You know that, right? The church is not this building. The church is in every one of you. It's in every one of you. Yeah, we come to this church and we gather at Drift Run Church. But praise God, if you're born again this morning, you are the church. And we should want to grow. We should want to have the greatest relationship we can have. You agree with me on that? I want to have the greatest relationship that I can have with my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I want to have the greatest relationship that I can have. That whenever the Holy Spirit is moving, and praise God, whenever it moves in me, that you know what? That I can give you what it's telling me to give you. I'm here this morning to let you know, if you want a great relationship with God, you can have it. You can have it. It's going to take some work. Amen? It's going to take some dedication. Listen, I know Chris Truman was a very good piano player up 14th Avenue. I know Belinda's a very good piano player. You talk to them and you ask them, listen, did they just take and haphazardly go about playing? There was practice after practice after practice to try to get to the point to where they're at. And there was dedication. Amen? I'm here to tell you this morning, you want dedication? You want to be the best that you can be for the Lord? That's what he's saying. You want to be the best, very best that you can be for the Lord? You got to have dedication. You got to have commitment. You got to have the want to. You got to have the drive to do what the Lord wants us to do. Amen? Amen. They come and get a song this morning.